All right, we are on the record for a very quick after talk because WWDC started about less than 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. All right, Tom. So they're on watches now, so we don't need to worry about that much too much.
Oh my God! I just realized if they're talking watches, if they wanted Brian to get on the hype train right away, if they turn around and said e-ink Apple Watch, no,
yep, they won't.
That's not Apple.
You're not pull the hype train back into the depot.
I'm just living in that.
They did show off a clip of an Apple TV show. This is the Ron Moore For All Mankind show. Apparently, this is a alternate history of the space race where the space race doesn't stop. The Soviets actually get to the moon first, and the U.S. Is fighting back by going to put a base on the moon. So that seems to be the thing. They show a clip of it. Still coming in the fall.
Oh,
no date.
And I'm glad I deleted our last email about tvOS and multiple users because tvOS is getting support for multiple users.
That's right. The tvOS is getting a new... getting a new update. It looks like the homepage is being updated a little bit. It's hard to tell if that's the TV app because you can make that your home screen or the actual home screen. They're saying there's autoplay video in that. Not sure if there's audio on that. Apple Music is getting Apple Music on tvOS is getting a like karaoke version of lyrics, so they'll pop up in time. Also support for Xbox and PlayStation 4 controllers on the Apple TV.
Whoa, that's huge.
They're adding Apple Arcade to the Apple TV.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Let's see. Apple Watch stuff very quickly. A bunch of new faces. You can now install apps standalone. There's an app store now on the Apple Watch, so you don't need the companion app on your phone. A calculator now on your watch. Welcome.
Welcome to 1982.
And then I think they're getting into health stuff now. So that's about where we're at. There might be little bits that I've missed, but those seem to be the
So
far.
They haven't got to iPad OS,
right,
which they accidentally leaked out ahead of the announcement. But I guess iPad's going to have its own OS now. And the rumors yesterday or before today were that iPad would have real multitasking with like multiple windows and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to see because that's always been the thing that's been nice about iOS is that there's not a split branch between iPad and iPhone. And I don't know, when I mentioned this in the Discord, someone goes, MG fragmentation. And that seems
yes and no, though. There's always been a difference between the iPad version of iOS and the iPhone version. They just kind of pretended like there wasn't.
Yeah.
But by and large, you
had an expectation. Like it was a surprise when I found out that Hearthstone worked on the iPad, but not on the iPhone. And the mere moment of that being surprised was an indicator of perceived completeness, right?
Yeah.
It was the exceptions that you noticed.
And that's a developer choice to say, nope, we're just going to pour all of our
Instagram.
Our focus into making sure it works really well in this particular form factor.
Right.
You're going to add that to a later announcement they're going to have today about iOS app development for macOS.
Right.
They're going to make it easy to turn your iOS apps into macOS apps. And so that's going to – the whole fragmentation thing is going to be undercut by like, yeah, but also one, you're going to have apps across the platforms now.
That's true. New thing just coming around, hearing health. So there will be a decibel meter on your wrist to let you know about loud environments. That seems cool. Cycle tracking for people with ovaries. That'll be,
the menstrual tracking.
A simple, discreet way to track. So there we go.
So that's, and the data is stored on your iPhone and encrypted in the cloud.
Are we both reading the Verge live log?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a little bit. That's one third of a WWDC podcast.
So I wasn't expecting anything from tvOS. So the multiple accounts is more than I expected. That's interesting. And actually makes sense that they would show us a clip. I knew that they would talk about their TV show. So showing us finally a clip that's not terribly surprising. But man, PlayStation and Xbox controllers. I'm like you, Brian. I did not expect that.
Yeah. Well, essentially, like that is a play to basically say, look, unless you are interested in up-to-the-minute AAA games, and again, maybe even if you are interested in up-to-the-minute AAA games, if you're streaming, buy a $20 thing.
And a half hour before WWDC started, Google Stadia announced on that Thursday they will be giving launch information about their Stadia platform. Not to mention Xbox and Sony are both going to be making or beefing up their streaming services as well.
Right.
So if that goes through an Apple TV, you know, maybe not this next generation of consoles, but even but the next one.
I mean, at some point, the very idea of a console becomes insane because if you're able to get that latency down low enough, then
well, that's
then,
a big if, yeah.
I mean, I don't even know that it is because you know, with as I understand it, you know, I don't know, we're launching tens of thousands of satellites. Thank you, Elon Musk, and all that stuff.
Sure.
Where,
but there are people who play like fighting games who need frame perfect.
Sure, but like if we get down to 1 millisecond lag on there,
if we get to there, then sure. But I think that's a very capital I if.
Yeah,
with 1 millisecond, I do like the one thing out of Stadia that I'm bullish on is the fact that the controller goes to the router, not to a device.
Yeah,
and so your inputs get they cut out the device
that much
part.
Faster.
Yeah, and so that I think that's really clever.
It's been a hot minute since I've tried any kind of streamed gameplay, but I remember 8 years ago when I tried it at E3. I remember the word soupy. Everything just felt soupy. Right.
It's good. It's good for some stuff, but there was one game I was trying to play. It was a Grand Theft Auto like open world drivey game, and it was Saints Row the third or the fourth one, and I just remember driving in it and being like, this doesn't feel right at all,
right?
And maybe it's because it was a bad old port running on some PS3 hardware. Maybe it's a streaming thing, but that was the one experience that made me go, oh, this I don't know what's the fault of this, and so I don't like
the thing is there are services out there that do this really well, but there have been so many services that did not, that there people are going to have to be convinced to climb in, which I think is why Google is doing their free demos of things like Assassin's Creed to make it frictionless for people to be like, just no, seriously, try it.
So
like,
and that demo is good, but that Assassin's Creed game is also a good type of game, right? It's a kind of a button mashy sort of very not very tight action game.
How about this? How about you roll out, because right now everything's been like stream all your games and it's universal. But what if you rolled it out by city, because you know for a fact that you can get that latency so low because you have physical servers in Austin.
Yeah, that's what Shadow has done.
Really?
French company, yeah.
Hmm.
They rolled it out by region to be like, yeah, we know that within this area we can deliver the service at the
close enough
that
like no human can know the difference between a local console and the one, you know, 5 miles down the road.
Yeah, they've gotten really good at this. And I think all of these concerns about latency are going to become things of the past eventually. The question is when and whether things like Stadia really deliver on what they can do. I imagine Google should be able to do that. But you know, they also had a cloud outage yesterday. I wonder how much that had to do with setting up for any kind of Stadia stuff.
And I think
it's interesting.
I think it's so weird with Google because I think they have the technical stuff to do it. The Google gaming thing with Assassin's Creed was great, but I haven't seen examples of them doing good business. A lot of great consumer business. I mean, they've got the phones, I guess, but the phones are
always...
They
have a lot of enterprise stuff.
A lot of enterprise stuff. But like, you know, now they're doing phones again, but then it used to be, well, we were going to have flagship partners. Well, we're going to buy Lenovo or not. Was it Lenovo? No, it was...
No, they bought Motorola.
Motorola, right. Like, it's so hot and cold stuff. So I hope Thursday when we find out more that information.
I think the most significant thing to me is that WWDC used to be the day that no one announced anything. And today Samsung announced two new notebooks. Oppo announced an in-screen camera that doesn't need a notch. And then Xiaomi showed the same thing. And now Stadia coming out and saying, oh yeah, we're going to have an announcement later this week. Like there's less respect for Apple dominating the news cycle than there used to be.
Yeah, or I wonder if habits have changed, right? Like if people are more tuned into the live blogs and the live streams, that they actually might expect more global traffic just in the wake of something big like this. I wonder.
If I were to make a guess, I would say 5 years ago, Apple had a strong enough track record of whatever they said was so powerfully important that it would dominate the news cycle. And it was just a fact of like, well, I don't want to get left up by the wayside. Mm-hmm. But I think we've seen 4 or 5 years of soft enough announcements that people are thinking, you know what? I bet people want to hear other things as sure. well. And then it becomes yeah. a better time to announce your new thing.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Apparently, iOS is really good. That's what Apple's saying.
Right? Ugh, it's going to be great, Tom. I swear.
Oh, and the Apple Watch got its on the Watch App Store. You don't have to get your apps through the phone anymore. You can get them right there on the phone, on the watch itself.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody's trying to beat down our door over here.
The cops are here.
To, yeah.
All right.
The cops finally showed up.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.